When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Thursday morning, all. It's an open line Thursday. Thank you for listening. You can call throughout the show, 800-636-1067. Wherever you're listening, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Maybe you're traveling and you're listening to the Junks on the Odyssey app. We do appreciate that. It's a free app. Download it today if you haven't yet. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Do that today. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitters. John Paul Flame is here.
What's up, Cakes?
Good morning. Eric Bickle, also here.
How are you?
Doing well.
Tired. I have to say I am tired. I went to bed early. For me, 9:30, 9:15, still tired.
It's pretty early for you.
Yeah. It's early.
Some good sleep hygiene over there.
I mean, it ain't great, but it's better.
Cakes on the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, he was up late. I know.
I went to bed at 1:20.
Oh, my God.
Roughly 1:15, 1:20.
Right. That's not as bad as I thought.
I busted 7 spots from the money at the second Cakes Classic of the month at MGM National Harbor.
Which is a good showing. It's just annoying that you didn't get there right to the cash.
It's all good.
It's hard to cash.
BetMGM Poker is having a big event this weekend at MGM National Harbor, so they folded in a second Cakes Classic into that, and they have I believe it's a 250K guaranteed tournament with flights starting today.
Oh, and you're probably in on that, right?
Well, I will be in, I believe, the Friday flight.
Right.
So
okay.
As soon as I'm done working here, I will hop in my Matchbox car and I will drive the approximate 10 to 12 minute drive to MGM National Harbor. And then I'll just sit down and grind with the DJs.
You're not kidding. Cakes calls it his Matchbox car because it's basically like a smart car. It's about that size.
It's actually substantially bigger than a smart car because
it is. It looks like the size of a golf cart.
It's parked next to a smart car, I think, or something like an equivalent downstairs right now. And
it
looks like a tractor trailer next
really?
To it. Yeah, the other car is so small.
Wow.
It's a little tiny orange car, and my car just looks so much bigger, which is hard to fathom because it's not very big.
Right.
But that there it is. Therein lies the rub.
Your car is ideal for parallel parking.
Yeah, but it is, but I don't think I've done that. Since I've owned it, I've probably parallel parked it under 5 times.
Really?
You're not he doesn't go anywhere.
Where would I parallel park?
I parallel park all the time when I go to Rio.
That's weird.
How's it weird if you're going to Chipotle, for example, and there's spots right there on the side?
Yeah, I just...
You parallel park.
Yeah.
He doesn't go to a place where they have... And only just you pull into the parking lot.
It's true.
Yeah. He just doesn't have that.
There's no parallel park. It's big, expansive parking lots. They don't have to like piecemeal it down to where you have to parallel.
I mean, Rio's somewhat of a planned little community area there.
Yeah,
that's just a small little part too. Because I frequent Potbelly, parallel park.
Yeah,
boom,
very good. I had a moment of weakness early this morning when I was going up to my room because usually the gift shop that's near the elevator banks at MGM is closed.
The time it was open.
It was open.
You got a beer?
No, I didn't get a beer.
Is it 130 beer?
I went in and I got a Sprite Zero, which was delicious, after I poured it over ice because it wasn't quite cold enough.
Mm-hmm.
And Valdez would appreciate this purchase. I bought a bag of Haribos.
Gummy bears? You had gummy bears at 1:30 in the morning?
I didn't eat the whole bag, but I ate about half of it.
How do you not eat the whole bag?
Somehow I had a
little... amazing willpower.
I showed a tummy ache. I showed a little bit of restraint and only ate half the bag.
And then did you have a nice sugar crash?
Not that I could tell. Mm. I just went to bed. I tossed and turned for about 15 minutes. And then eventually I had probably 3 hours of fitful sleep.
I noticed that the marketplace over here in the kitchen area where you get all your goodies,
I noticed,
I don't know if they've had it for all this time, but they put gummy bears there.
Oh, they've had gummy bears there for years.
I haven't noticed them. And now I see them all the time. And they just call out to me to purchase them.
They just taunt you.
They call
your name as you walk by. I don't know how you're gonna survive over there.
I've survived for years because I just didn't even notice that they were there.
But now
I can't unsee them every time I walk by.
Now you know. Now,
they call me.
Those gummy bears are doing push-ups over there, just waiting for you to pull
like
the trigger.
Like siren song. They call me.
Yeah. Hmm. So even with a discount with my rewards card, my gummy bears and soda purchase at 1 a.m. I think it was like
$8.
$7.50.
Yeah.
but again, you're in a casino.
It's like
being at a sporting event.
You're a held hostage.
You just have to pay whatever the freight is.
I still
was desperate for sugar.
It's still amazing to me like what things are just in drive through these days.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
It's pretty nutty.
But what are you gonna do? I mean,
you gotta pay.
I gotta say,
you want a McDonald's shake? You gotta pay.
I've been going to McDonald's a lot.
Yeah, that's become your new go-to.
Yeah, I'm gonna before they change all the recipes and everything and make it healthier.
Okay, maybe that's happening. Who knows?
I don't know. I've been craving a filet of fish, even though it's about the size of a slider these days.
They've reduced the sizes of all the portions.
Oh my god, it's so small. It's so small and yet so expensive. I think it's like $5.
I'll give them the credit, though. Like, if you order, I think it's a medium or a large fry from McDonald's, that's a pretty big helping of fries.
Yeah, I think the fries have maintained.
Yeah.
To order a filet of fish and you put that little slider in your hand, you're going to just be stunned at the size of it.
I mean, nothing personal against the filet o fish. It would be one of the last things I would order on the McDonald's
menu.
Oh,
you're not? Really?
Well, I mean, if I can order a quarter pounder or a hamburger Happy Meal, I would order that. Nugs, I would order chicken McNuggets.
Right.
Over that, I would order either of the McChickens, the original or the spicy McChicken. What else?
I'm not a fan of the spicy
McChicken. Spicy McChicken's pretty good.
I can't do it.
With the shredded lettuce.
I tried it one time.
And then it gets cooled off by the mayo.
I think that's actually one of the things that's like on the $2 menu or something.
I think it is on the value menu.
Yeah, because I've looked at it and I can't find anything there I like.
Yeah.
I'm either a two cheeseburger guy.
Sure.
Solid. Something about the McDonald's ketchup, pickle, cheese.
Oh, it's a great combo.
The
little diced onions.
There's something about it's delicious.
They're masters at it.
I don't know who the master chef was that came up with the pickle, mustard, ketchup, whatever. Is there mustard in there? It's just ketchup.
There's mustard in there.
Little mustard, ketchup, pickle, cheese. I know you don't like cheese.
It's all good.
It's a
great combo.
It's crazy.
Hamburger.
Yeah, it's very delicious.
It's so good. It's so, so good.
And I know it's not like the highest quality beef or anything, but it's
fine.
It's fine.
The bun works. The size of the patty works.
Tiny little bun.
It's just, you know what it is? It's an American institution.
Yeah, it's really good.
It is.
Really good. And last night at the club, I was at the club all day yesterday.
Right.
They teed off at 12. My wife had tennis from 4:30 to 6. She showered. My daughter went over there. Kate worked out. We had dinner at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get home till 8:30.
You got your money's worth.
I got
yesterday.
My money's worth yesterday. I had a silly. What did I have? I had the prime rib.
Okay, good.
So good. So good.
Horseradish.
You know, just a mushroom Bordeaux sauce.
Oh,
whatever.
Very fancy.
It's not that it's fancy. It's just good. I mean, whatever. Valdez, what do you eat over at your spot? They have good food over there?
Hidden Creek?
Yeah.
I don't eat that much.
You don't sit down at the dining room and have dinner sometimes?
No, I really don't have dinner. But like, I'll just get like a club sandwich if I'm starving.
Solid choice.
But you know what they have that I get sized for?
Hmm.
They have the best onion rings I've ever had in my life.
Onion rings are slept on.
Yeah, and they have this jalapeno ranch that you can dip it in. Oh my God.
That sounds good.
And they're perfect. They're the perfect fry on them.
Nice.
Oh, they're delicious.
Can you bring some in next time and share the wealth?
Yeah, I'll let Raina know.
Yeah, let her know. I was the king of the comp last night at MGM. Like,
when aren't you?
I aced it. No, I just mean like using it and making sure I basically use it right up to the amount, because you can't, once you activate the comp, you can't take it with you.
Like, what does that mean?
Basically, if I have a $100 comp on my card to go to Voltaggio, like I did last night.
Oh, you can't use the extra, like, 20 later.
Like, if I only spend $75, that other $25 of comps just go off into the ether.
Oh, so how do you maximize it?
Well, I'll tell you. Last night, I went to Voltaggio, saddled up to the bar, which is a new move for me, which is I've never done before.
But well, you're solo, right?
You're by yourself.
I was solo. So perfect. I was like, this is fantastic.
Perfect.
So I ordered a Marg to start.
All right.
Then I ordered the 10-ounce Wagyu hanger steak with a side of fries.
All right.
That's about $80 right there.
Well, the Wagyu was $72 on its own.
Right.
So then your side is $10. Who knows how much the drink cost?
Oh, you were over the 100 right there.
But I was close. Bill was 102.
Perfect.
Nice. I mean, it's just,
yeah, but then you have to tip.
Yeah, I tipped.
Yeah.
I've seen you maximize it before.
Yeah.
When I went to the Cakes Classic.
Yeah, I've done that before. Yeah.
He didn't order a drink to go. When I participated in the Cakes Classic and Rom was there, we went to Smashburger.
Yeah. Shake Shack.
Oh, it's Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Shake Shack. And at the end, Cakes goes to the counter and orders four beers to go to maximize.
Do you think this guy's gonna leave the comp on the table?
No,
or Ron would call it the romp on the table?
You're from Prince George's County.
Of course I'm not gonna do that. If I order at the sushi spot and I have 75 on the comp and they tell me I've got $10 left, well then I'm just gonna stuff two Fiji waters into my backpack and boom, there's my comp. I've mastered the art of the casino comp.
Nice.
I don't know if that's a great, like, that's not going to get me anywhere in life, but it's part of who I am.
I was watching that Mickey Mace guy. You know who that is, right? The guy that with all the tattoos that hits all the casinos and blackjack and everything.
I don't think I know this person.
Never heard of him.
You've seen him before, I'm sure, on social media. I started to get a little bit size, and this is very much against my instincts.
Okay.
But for the progressive jackpots.
Yeah.
And there he was just saying that once it gets a certain threshold, whatever it is, then it actually does the odds do kind of come in your face. It becomes worthwhile. When the progressive jackpots get to a certain level, then your value per spin or whatever.
Got it.
I started to get sized.
So now you're going to try to
troll through the casino, see the biggest one, and maybe try to get in there and hit it.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems like a losing proposition, but the way he explained it.
There's a term for people. I think I've talked about this once before. There's a term for people that troll through like the slot machines.
Yeah.
And they're looking for like the machines that are about to hit. And they've been given a name like Sour something. Sour. I can't remember.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like, if they feel like the machine's about to hit. They'll sit there.
They
and
watch
wait
somebody
for,
not
for
hit,
you to
yes.
get
and then they jump
yes,
in.
Yes, they know the machine is primed
because it's primed. Paid
and
out.
The, yeah, and then the person they're waiting for the person to go busto.
Right,
and then they go in there
so they can jump basically in their grave and steal their progressive jackpots.
Yeah, it's
a lot of the times they work up all of these bonuses and they can't use their bonus because they're out of credits. And so they slide right in, steal all of the bonus, have all the progressive stuff.
Do they root for you to lose. Those guys out, or do they let them do it?
I don't know.
No,
they let them do it. Just it's kind of weird behavior, and it's frowned upon. And you just look at these people like, well, you're just a gigantic loser.
They're smarter than everybody else. You're sitting here
all day waiting for this machine to free up, and you're staring daggers at the person all day, trying to get them to move off their spot.
Man, this guy Mickey Mace has more tattoos than Jelly Roll.
Oh, he's got a ton.
All over
his
face. Is it
the first time you've seen
him? Yeah, I'd never seen him.
Yeah.
Apparently he loves Baccarat.
Yeah, he's a Baccarat guy.
Wow. Lots of people love Baccarat.
Yeah.
Those pits are always filled.
I don't understand it.
I don't understand the game either, but I know one thing about it. It's wildly popular.
Yeah. Is that a game that Asians love to play, Baccarat?
I think a lot of people love to play it, but I think, yeah.
Asians like to play it, right? Yeah. I don't know why, but it always seems like there's a lot of Asians playing about Baccarat.
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They probably figured out that it's maybe it's closer to decent odds.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Not sure. All right, coming up on the show today on an Open Line Thursday, Brian Baldinger will join us coming up at 7:20. We'll talk NFL with him. Dave Richard joins us at 8. It's already, is it week 12, Valdez? Are we in week 12 of the NFL?
It is week 12.
That's unbelievable that we're already here.
Thursday night football tonight.
So you have Steelers-Browns tonight on Thursday night football. Dave Richard will dispense that fantasy advice you need at 8 o'clock. And Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals will join us coming up at 8:25. When we come back, we'll get into the Commanders, and we'll tell you why Jaden Daniels is wrapping his ribs during the game. So we'll be right back.